Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. For gardeners tired of the heat and longing for cooler weather, September can provide welcome relief. Cool fronts often begin to make their way this far south in September, but days in the 90s are not uncommon this month. And after a long, hot summer, these last scorching days are especially hard to bear for gardeners and their landscapes. Insect pests have had all summer to build up population levels. Keep your eye out for pests such as mealybugs, aphids, leafhoppers, scales, and whiteflies. Another pest, spider mites, can also be very damaging in late summer to a wide variety of plants, particularly if the weather is hot and dry. A good low-toxicity pesticide for these pests is a light horticultural oil spray, such as year-round spray oil or all-seasons oil spray. While daytime highs stay in the 90s, spray these light horticultural oils in the cooler morning hours before 9 a.m. Continue to do most of your work in the cooler morning and evening hours, and don't forget to put on mosquito repellent because mosquitoes are very active during those times. Important chores include trimming back overgrown bedding plants and tropicals such as lantana, pentas, impatiens, periwinkles, hibiscuses, gingers, and many others. They'll look better this fall if you do. It is, however, too late to heavily prune spring-flowering trees and shrubs, also anything that blooms in the fall or winter, and that includes things like sasanquas and camellias. All of the spring-flowering trees and shrubs, such as azaleas and spireas, have already set their flower buds for next year. Any pruning you do now is going to remove those flower buds and reduce your flowers next spring. Or if you prune back severely, you may eliminate flowering altogether. Also keep in mind that the May-blooming gardenias and hydrangeas have also set their flower buds and should not be cut back severely at this time, although feel free to prune a stray branch or a wild shoot that's sticking up. You may lose the flowers on that one shoot, but you're not going to affect the flowering of the rest of the shrub. If you've received gardening catalogs offering spring bulbs, you should make your selections and order pretty soon. We plant most of our spring flowering bulbs in October and November, so if you're going to order them mail order, give them some time to come in time for you to plant. You may also see bulbs beginning to arrive at area nurseries. They typically do in the month of September, but we don't plant bulbs in September. It's still too early and still too hot again. Wait at least until October. November is really our big month for planting spring flowering bulbs. It's late to plant warm season bedding plants that we rely on for summer color, and it's still too early and a little bit too hot to plant cool season bedding plants, so we're sort of in between seasons right now. You could still plant transplants of warm season bedding plants. They'll stay attractive until November, so you'll tend to get your money's worth, but we are getting towards the end of their season. If you have a bare area in a flower bed right now, you may just want to wait, put some mulch over that area, and plant your cool season bedding plants in October. Those cool season bedding plants will stay in the garden and provide flowers all the way through the fall, the winter, and even into the spring. If you need to fertilize your lawn, go ahead and make a last fertilizer application now. Don't wait too late. We like to finish this up in early September. So keep in mind, we still have things to do as we transition from the heat of summer into the fall. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.